Bryant Street Publishing presents Voices Carry by Melissa Schroeder. Read for you by Cassandra Medcalf. Chapter 1.
I bet she tastes as sweet as sin on a cyber stick.
Shayna Adams stopped in mid-sentence when the thought sparked across her mind. Any ideas she had scattered as she cautiously looked around at the six department heads seated at the titanium glass conference table. They sat patiently, waiting for her to continue her briefing. Since she had ignored her ability for so long, it was impossible to pinpoint who'd thought it. Schooling her features, she looked down at her handheld micropad and silently berated herself. Memories of her mother's soft, patient voice drifted through her mind. Shayna used the mental exercises her mother had taught her to block the intrusive thoughts. After a couple moments, the only thing that remained was a slight tugging on her senses. She cleared her throat and continued. One thing we've learned from our investigations is that Gorgons aren't the source of this new terrorism here on Earth.
And what makes you think your assumptions are correct?
Marcus Carlyle was the head of the Federation's counterterrorism unit, and the bane of her existence. He sat at the head of the table, directly opposite from her, dressed in his usual custom-made Martian blue suit. He studied her calmly, waiting for her to take the bait. She knew that tone of voice too well. Since he'd hired her 18 months ago, the man had constantly questioned her reports.
It's not an assumption, sir. The Gorgons have lost most of their backing since they pulled that stunt in L.A. last December and killed civilians. They lied to some well-meaning souls from Ryla and convinced them to donate to their cause. Their supporters thought they were supporting a legal battle between the Gorgons and the Federation. Even some of their most strident supporters have deserted them. Without financial support, their legion is dissolving. Many of their mercs have scattered across several different planets.
She pressed the send file button on her pad. Her report materialized before each man via his own micropad.
No, this new threat operates with no visible means of outside support. There's no group of planets behind the threats. The chatter has risen in the last few months, so we're worried there is something planned. But at this point, we have no idea what.
Carlyle studied her as if she were a mouse and he were a tomcat ready to pounce. She took a deep breath and willed herself not to break eye contact. His dark green eyes, flecked with golden brown, dared her to flinch. Why did her nipples harden each time he looked at her like that? She should hate it. And she did. Really.
After all this time, you still have no idea where they might strike, Ms. Adams?
His voice was filled with mocking sarcasm. She didn't say a word for several moments as she counted back from 10, then did it a second time. Someone's chair squeaked, and several of the men cleared their throats. She didn't balk or acknowledge the insolent smile curving Carlyle's lips. Lips she would dearly love to taste. She jerked her mind back from that thought. She would not fantasize about him.
Again. It was a meeting, a highly classified one at that, and they were discussing the new threat to the seven sectors that comprised the Federation of Nations. It didn't matter that his short black hair, threaded with a touch of gray, begged her to run her fingers through it. She didn't like his dominant, sculpted cheekbones or his crooked nose. Most women would yearn to run their hands over every sculpted, muscular inch of his 6 foot, 3 inch body. But she wouldn't think about how warm his skin would feel, or about having his long, tapered fingers brush against her nipples.
Damn it!
She took a deep breath and ignored the fact his gaze dipped to her breasts, then refocused on her face. It's actually harder to figure out what they're planning because we don't know who supports them. If we knew, as we did with the Gorgons, who wanted our resources, we would have a better assessment. Of course, you know as well as I that I evaluate the data collected by the Federation of Nations' various intelligent groups. The chatter has been rising over the last few months. I believe this attack may be planned for New Year's Eve.